Richie Equipment, Nick.
Hey, Nick, is David in by chance?
Who's calling?
This is Tyler. I'm calling with Cardiff.
With who?
Cardiff. It's a little hard to understand over the phone. It's spelled C-A-R-D-I-F-F, as in Frank Frank.
Cardiff. Okay, and your name again?
Tyler, T-Y-L-E-R.
Okay. All right, I'll see if he's in. Hold on just a moment.
Thank you.
Is out of the office.
I gotcha. You might be able to help me out then. I'm trying to follow up with some financing the business did with Case New Holland. Does he have like an office manager or a controller there that I might be able to speak to?
She'll be in Monday.
She'll be in Monday. What's her name by chance?
Angie.
Does she have like a voicemail or an email there? I can leave some details for when she gets in next week.
Okay, you could email it at sales.
Sales.
S-A-L-E-S. Sales at Richie, R-I-C-H-E-Y, equipment.com.
RichieEquipment.com. Okay. Yeah, I'll put together an email here. It's just going to summarize an offer we actually had sent out about 2 weeks ago. I just wanted to see if David had received it, kind of what plans he may have going forward. Do you mind maybe passing along a note for me there for David and Angie for when they get in the office, just so they know I called?
Okay.
Just let me know when you're ready.
I'll go ahead.
My name is, like I said, Tyler, T-Y-L-E-R. I'm calling with Cardiff. It's spelled C-A-R-D-I-F-F, as in Frank Frank. My direct dial is 858-252-1496. The business was actually pre-approved for some equipment and working capital for right around $250K. Do you know if David's mentioned any like equipment he was looking at or capital there for some projects that were coming up?
No, not to me.
Okay. Yeah, you know, if you could just pass along that note, let them know I called. Let them know to look out for that email I'm going to shoot out here in the next few minutes. Hopefully we can touch base here either tomorrow or early next week and just kind of see what the game plan is for the business.
Okay, that was 858-252-1496.
Correct.
Now, you're not with New Holland. You're working through New Holland or what?
Yeah, we work through a similar database there. The UCC filing that you guys had with them is the latest loan it looks like you guys had taken out, and based off that borrowing history was what the pre-approval we sent out there to you. So we like to align ourselves with businesses that have a good borrowing history, that are looking to grow. We kind of deal with more of like the small, medium-sized businesses. So you guys kind of fit the profile for what we're looking to align ourselves with.
You might try him back this afternoon.
David?
Yes, he should be in this afternoon. Or unless he can wait till Monday.
I mean, if he comes in this afternoon, just pass along that note there to him. He can just give me a call there whenever he gets a chance. I don't want to keep calling and bugging if he's not, you know, in and out kind of throughout the day. But I'm in the office here till about three, till right around 3:30 Pacific Standard Time. You guys are in Tennessee?
We're in Eastern Time, yes.
Okay, you're in Eastern Time, so it's what, 11:45 out there?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, so yeah, if you can give me a call there before like 6:15 your guys' time, we can at least maybe discuss kind of what he was looking to do. Does he typically bring on equipment around this time period, or is it just kind of on an as-need basis?
I really don't know because I don't work on that side of the business.
I got it. What side are you on?
I'm on the wholesale side.
I see. And what kind of equipment is it that you guys sell there? We just have the SIC as trucking over dimensional. Do you guys sell the equipment, or do you guys actually?
No, we sell it. Just your basic farm equipment.
Basic what equipment?
Farm equipment.
Farm equipment. Okay, there you go. Yeah, the SICs sometimes aren't that descriptive as to what the business is, but have you guys always done the farming equipment, or did you guys switch into that within the last like few years?
No, we've always done that.
I gotcha.
Yep.
How's the business been so far this year for you guys?
Well, it's been up and down.
It's kind of how most industries have been this year between the election and everything
right.
else that's going on. It's either everyone's on a standstill or they're still trying to grow, but they're a little hesitant. It's been very interesting to see what these people have been doing lately.
That's the way it's been here.
Yeah. Do you guys typically have like a busy season, or are you guys able to have operations there throughout the year?
We have, we operate throughout the year, but our busiest season is in the spring.
In the springtime?
In the springtime.
I see. And do you guys offer like financing options there for your customers, or is it like leasing? You don't know. Okay. I gotcha. No, yeah, I'm just trying to get a feel there for the business there, just because it was a little vague on the description. But what I'm going to do here is put together this email, kind of shoot that over there to David. Let him know if he can give me a call there today before like 6 o'clock your time. Just kind of see where the business is at. Otherwise, we can maybe touch base here tomorrow or early next week and just kind of see where the business is at.
Okay.
And you said your name was Nick, right?
Yes, uh-huh.
Perfect. I appreciate all the help today, Nick. Enjoy the rest
okay.
of your week.
Thanks, sir.
Bye.
Bye.